you'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. I've said for years, we got to get people to pay the subscription for the explicit conversations that happen during the... I guess they're not explicit.
They're just rather frank.
Colorful.
They're rather frank.
Yes. So
the Frank and the Bob and the Bill and Zach Wilson.
Hi, I'm rather frank.
Zach Wilson's mom.
Zach Wilson's mom. Hi, rather frank here. You may know me from such TV series as. So if you were Dan Rather,
but maybe he has a brother Frank.
Maybe his middle name was Frank Rather. Yeah.
So if you rather Frank,
if it was called rather, comma Frank, right? You way to pull that one off, Scott. You really that was good. Hey, Man Re Medical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic, offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. Re Medical, renew, restore, reclaim. Visit remedical.com today. Scott, here's how What Are the Odds goes. I give you a scenario. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. San Diego State just beat Charleston. That was a 12-5 that got a little bit closer toward the end. 63-57 was
the
final.
Did you pick that game?
I had San Diego State winning that one.
Me too.
But
I'm telling you, we're pickers. We're master pickers.
I didn't have that. You had Maryland beating West Virginia, which
is
good for you.
Yep.
I was leaning on the Big 12 to come through, but no such luck. I thought Bob Huggins had it, man. I thought that, I mean, he's a guy who just knows how what it's like to be in the tournament. So anyway, bottom line is you can go see your bracket versus ours on KSLSports.com if you filled it out there, and you can kind of follow along as well. We give you a scenario, and you give us a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. So Furman is the 13 seed. They're taking on the 5th-seeded San Diego State Aztecs on Saturday.
Oh.
What are the odds Furman gets to the old, like that we see a 13 seed in the Sweet 16? Now that we've had a 15 seed in the Elite Eight.
I pick Furman and San Diego State, and then I pick San Diego State.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I think the odds are low because that's what I picked. So I'm going to say Barry Sanders 21% when he was at Oklahoma State. He was 21 when he was at Oklahoma State.
Yeah. 1988 Heisman Trophy winner? Is that what that is? Remember that? They're showing that UNLV team. Or is that UMass? But think about that UNLV team from the early 90s with Tark. What a freaking team to watch. Like, those guys were wild. Those guys, you felt like NIL deals were big time happening at that place, and they were. Anyway, I was trying to think in the Sweet 16, I found this number earlier, and let me see. So the lowest seeded teams to make the Sweet 16. You ready? Oral Roberts, a number 15 seed. Florida Gulf Coast, a 15 seed. Chattanooga, 97, was a 14 seed. Cleveland State was a 14 seed. LaSalle was a 13 seed in 2013. Ohio, a 13 seed. So it's happened. Bradley got in. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6. Six 13 seeds have made it all time, which is great. But that means your odds are super low that they're going to go on to the next round of the 13 seed. Yeah. So there you go. But that Valpo team, remember those guys?
Yes.
That 1998, the shot. That's one of those, that Bryce Drew shot that everybody remembers. That Valpo team was fun to watch. Okay. So what are the odds that that it happens then? Did you already give me the number?
I did. 21%.
Okay. Barry Sanders. I'm going to go even lower. I'm going to go a Steve Young 8% chance.
Wow.
Yeah. What are the odds that Jamal Williams?
Why you picked Steve Young?
He popped into my head.
Okay.
What are the odds that Jamal Williams?
Puff Marshmallow Man. That popped into my head. Just popped in. I don't know.
I know.
I was trying not to think anything,
Jamal Williams going to the New Orleans Saints.
Yes,
going to be reunited with his old teammate.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that Jamal Williams gets double digit TDs this season with the Saints?
What did he have last year? No matter
what. 17.
No matter, rushing and
everything. Anything? Everything together. Sure.
Oh, that's an interesting. So a double digit. So you just got to get to 10.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, they did pick him up for some reason, right?
Right.
But we don't know about Alvin Kamara.
Don't know, and I don't know how they're going to use him. I mean, yeah. I don't think
I'm
they're going to be.
I'm going to say Steve Young 8%.
Okay, why'd you call him Steve Young?
I heard it somewhere.
I'm going to go a little bit higher, and not much higher. I'm going to go with a Jim McMahon when he played for the Bears 9%.
Ooh,
different from the 9 that he
wore.
Can I change mine? Yeah, what's yours?
I want to go with Steve Young's teammate at the 49ers, Joe Montana, 16%.
Oh, you're going higher?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit higher.
Okay. All right. There you go.